Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. And we're going to do a little flip-arounder today as far as portions. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. The only kind of holster I run, the only kind of holster I am going to run. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Coming up next hour, I'm going to have a sale for you. Ammunition Depot is going to run a sale for just for you. And it's going to be 4 days long. And if you're looking at buying some ammo, this is the time to do it. With them. My sponsor. Support my sponsor. That's all coming up next hour. Scott Blick will join us. Now, I'm going to tell you something, okay? And I don't want you to take umbrage at it, because some people just aren't, they don't roll the way I roll, okay? When I joined the military, I, as a small, minuscule part of a machine, I joined the military to make sure that everything about being American was going to be preserved. That everything that you guys like to do on a daily basis, those of you who choose not to serve, I joined to make sure you could do that on a regular basis, okay? And if any of you out there think that what I'm about to say is offensive, listen to somebody else. Please. Stop coming here. Stop coming here. Because what I'm about to do, what I'm about to say, is going to be quite definitive. Now, everybody defaults, for some stupid reason, to Fox News. They get the highest ratings. They get the highest ratings, but, Fox News is not all that in a bag of chips. They are far from being conservative. And Tuesday night, Pam Geller, the lady with the Draw Muhammad contest, she was attacked by Greta Von Susteren, Bill O'Reilly, and Laura Ingraham. They attacked her without having her on their respective shows to defend herself. Megyn Kelly, Sean Hannity, they were stand-up people. Megyn Kelly called out O'Reilly on why Geller was absolutely right. There are some people out there that would normally tell you, I am conservative as the day is long. And they're saying that Pam Geller has been purposely provocative and that it is wrong to insult anyone's religion. And my question to anybody that says that, and I will say it to them eye to eye, is why the hell did I defend your rights? See, the problem here is that there's some people within in the conservative tent that either seek to mollify or they don't want to be in the fight. You cannot blink with an opponent that intends to saw your head off. You cannot blink. You can't appease them. You can't make them happy. You can't give them anything. You can't give them any ground. There's nothing you can do with them except destroy them. When they show up, when they show who they really are, okay, game on. That's what you got. That's what you got. Here's the difference. Okay? Here's the difference. If Muslims want to follow Sharia, perfectly okay with me. I got no problem with that. I think it's sort of wrong-headed. It doesn't treat human beings like human beings, but, that's all beyond my belief. But you know what? They want to force me to be a Muslim. They want to force me to live within Sharia. They want to force me to be part of Islam. Not happening. Not happening. They think it is okay. I saw, what's that guy's name? Chaudhry. Abadari Chaudhry. Out of England, out of London. Talking to Pam Geller on the Sean Hannity show. And he said that calling her a swine was too good for her. And that she should die because she has offended. Because she drew, or, well, she didn't draw anything. She held a contest. Other people drew cartoons. Drawing a rendition of something is a insult in the jihadi world. And that is strictly a jihadi idea. It is not an American idea. It's applying. When people get out there and say, well, you know, I think we don't need to be purposely provocative. You are a jihadi apologist, pal. You are. You are applying their code to me. And you don't get to do that. Drawing Muhammad or drawing a circle or drawing anything is a perfectly normal part of political speech. Sharia is a political, it is an all-encompassing philosophical outlook on life. It is the way you run the government, it's the way you run your life, it's the way you get brought up, it's the way you conduct yourself, it's the way you dress. Sharia is not just something that happens at church. It's not like it is with the Baptists where you can have the weekend, you know, the Sunday-only Christians. They're a Christian when they hit the threshold. They're a Christian when they stop being one when they hit the door. That's not the way that works. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, Catholics think it's wrong to get divorced, but if a Catholic gets divorced, there's no stonings or beheadings. Jews think it's wrong to eat pork. Nobody gets stoned or beheaded or killed over that. To claim that drawing Muhammad is a, you know, is purposely provocative, you are becoming part and parcel of the problem. Bill O'Reilly, Greta Von Sestern, Laura Ingraham. I'm ashamed that in my youth, while you were making mega bucks, I put on a uniform and I went out there and crawled around in the mud to make sure that you could be a deep thinker. You have no honor. You have no code. One Pam Geller would make 10 of any one of those three people. Because she may be a little, yeah, she may be out there a little bit, and she may be right up in your face, but you know what? She absolutely isn't blinking. She is brave beyond belief. She deserves to be on a podium. She deserves to be heard by millions. And if a supposedly conservative journalist is going to attack her, they have no capacity. What they're telling you is, I don't have the capacity to counter jihadi or jihad in America. I don't know what to do. I'm a West Coast liberal who claims to be, I'm a West Coast liberal that, or East Coast liberal, claims to be conservative, but you know what? I don't know anything about anything beyond what happens in this studio. It is crucial for the survival of civilization that we all adopt this attitude. Everything that she's saying is true. It was an ex-Muslim that won her contest. He deserves our applause. Because now he's an apostate. Right now, Christians are being tortured, raped, beheaded, and burned alive, and they're having their children stolen. The female, they're being raped. This is not the Mormons. And it's, you know what? All of you out there that will attack the Mormons and the Christians and the Catholics and anybody, the Jews, all this other stuff, and say nothing about Islam, you are the biggest cowards, because you'll attack the ones that will just sit there and let you talk all you want, and you know they're not going to come after you. You know they're not going to try to saw your head off on video. Because they're just basically good people. They may believe something a little different than you and I, but they're just basically good people at the end of the day. Free speech does not provoke a violent response. But I reserve the right to bring more violence when violence shows up in trying to fight free speech. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO. TacticalHolsters.com. This is the only kind of holster I run as I reevaluate my ISIS welcome wagon bag. That's going to be an integral part of it because it'd be carrying my sidearm that I may have to snatch out and, I don't know, go defend a cartoon show or something, a cartoon contest or something. I don't know. We'll see. TacticalHolsters.com. Everybody's out there going, wow, Bill's steamed. I am because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that claim to be on my side of the fence that will tell me, Bill, you just can't go that hard. Well, you know what? I've been waiting for the conservatives to incrementally start taking things back. And you know what? They're not doing squat. They're not doing anything. They're going and buying a bunch of suits off the rack, looking bad on television. They're not doing anything. And the people that we should actually be backing, they're putting them out there to dry. Pam Geller has contacted the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI. I mean, she's contacted everybody. And she has had to procure her own security team, which thankfully she has. And I hope they're very, very good for her sake and for their own sake. Because they're going to come at her. You know, everybody saw that. Well, we have 71 soldiers trained in 15 states, ready to go, waiting for orders. We'll see. We're going to see, because they've already started. It's already started. Right? What is it? I think, you know, on CNN, do you know what they're covering more than they're covering what happened in Garland, Texas, the ISIS attack in Garland, Texas? Do you want to know what they're covering more? They're covering Tom Brady and the deflated football scandal. More. There's four or five different stories on their front page. Did Tom Brady know that the footballs were under? Who cares? Tom Brady gets paid a lot of money to play a game. I know it's a business. I know some of you out there consider football to be sacred. There's another hero out there of the 21st century that is, they're coming after him as hard as ISIS is coming after after Pam Geller, and that's Cody Wilson. Cody has always taken my phone call when I call him, and now he can't because he's so busy in a legal defense because the feds are coming after them. They're coming after him. And do you know why they're coming after him? They're coming after them. They're coming after Cody because Cody dared show them that gun control is impossible. He went out there and did a proof of concept and said, you know what, you can print a gun. You can print the components of a gun with a 3D printer if you have any passable knowledge of CAD files and everything else and how to implement them. Oh, yeah, and if you have a 3D printer. And if you have the stuff to make it work because it's a proprietary sort of formula. If you have all that, you can print a gun. Hate to tell you this, but the Bloods, the Crips, they don't got none of that. They have none of that stuff. And they don't need to get any of that stuff. They don't need to 3D print a gun. They can go steal one. And they do it all the time. Cody Wilson founded Defense Distributed, and they did a little proof of concept thing with the Liberator, is what they call the pistol, the Liberator. Now they've got the Directorate of Defense Trade Controls coming after them. They've got the State Department coming after them. When they publish those plans on the Internet, you know, you can go find instructions on how to make thermite on the Internet. I'm pretty sure I've never looked, but you can probably find all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff on the Internet. And he put together something where if you have a $6,000-$7,000 3D printer, and you go out and buy the very expensive raw components, and if you take a few classes and learn how to manipulate a CAD file on a computer, and if you have the right kind of computer, and if you get all that stuff together and then print it, and then if you have about 10 or 12 hours to wait for it to happen, and then if you know how to put it together, you got a gun that's going to fire for 9 shots, maybe. Single shot 22. Not exactly the thing I'm taking into combat, by the way. I'm not even going to carry it. I wouldn't mind having one. It doesn't even have to function. Somewhere I've got an AR-15 magazine that he printed for me. I don't know what I've done with it, but I've got one somewhere. They're coming after him based on the International Traffic in Arms Regulations, ITAR, where supposedly we can't export anything to anybody unless the government says so. Or unless the ATF decides they want to do a gun-running operation. Now, Cody does have some help. He's got the Second Amendment Foundation, who are doing what they do best, which is fight things in court. They've got Alan Gura, who is he was the mastermind behind Heller and McDonald in front of the Supreme Court. He's the lawyer leading the lawsuit because he's suing the government. Cody Wilson asked, if computer code is speech, the constitutional contradictions are evident. So what if this code is a gun? Nothing can possibly stand in the way of this being disseminated to the people, and yet they insist on maintaining the power to do so. And that's the whole truth of it. It doesn't matter if they take him down. It doesn't matter if they take everybody down. There's somebody out there. They can't get everybody. Their power is compromised. And it's hilarious. He's after far more than the practical defeat of gun control by overwhelming it with data, though. He's also attempting to roll back federal power. He's challenging that constitutional authority to control information and constrain defense distributed and other creators in the First, Second, and Fifth Amendment grounds on them, rather. This is a fight that we should be backing him on. I don't know if it's. I don't think it's necessarily a matter of money, though. I think as far as funding is concerned, I think he's probably pretty steadfast about it. But I mean, contact them, call them, tell them we're behind you. Get behind something. If you're not going to fight the fight, don't sit here and listen to me and think that that's enough. This is not enough. This is not enough. If I call something to your attention and I make you angry and you actually go out and do something, I'm happy. I don't want you to go out on the violent tip to begin with. Don't. And that's not what I'm saying. I do want you, however, to be prepared for that. But you should be prepared for that every day, whether I'm trying to give you something or not. But you can't. Just listening to me is not enough. I don't just listen to me. But you know, it's all cynical. The real threat right now to our liberty and our security is this ever-encroaching tyranny of a federal government that seems increasingly determined to lord it over you and me instead of to be our servant. That's what they're supposed to do. They work for me and you. It's not the other way around. I'm not subservient to them. You aren't subservient to them, unless you do it voluntarily. And, you know, they'll put you in a nice pasture, sheep. We'll be circling in the wood line, trying to come and get you, but, you know, no guarantees. We could use a lot of people like Cody Wilson and Pam Geller standing up, doing what they got to do for those of you who won't. Get behind them. You don't have to lead, but you can get behind. You can support. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and
and healthy life.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. They are the ones that are on my hip every day. I've got two of them right here. I love the OSH. That's the one I carry primarily. Either tactically with the RTI transition attachment to it or with the paddle. They just work. They just work. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I saw this in salon.com. Please cue the French cafe music. Hello, welcome to Salon. Hello, American pig dog. The title of this, I mean, you know, some editor let this by. Gun nuts lose their damned minds. The common sense gun safety bill that's giving the NRA and GOP conniptions. And this is the universal background check thing that's passing in Oregon. Written by a hasn't got a clue pilgrim by the name of Katie McDonough. Katie, you're a minor bird. I love the gun grabbers are minor birds because I think parrots are actually have a degree of intelligence. Minor birds just repeat sounds that they hear. In Oregon, Oregon lawmakers passed a measure that's going to they passed universal background checks, and it's called the Oregon Firearms Safety Act. And this is what they're saying it does. It closes existing loopholes so that a person purchasing a gun on Craigslist or from a neighbor would be subject to the same checks as someone buying from a gun shop or a gun show. Now, exactly how that makes that compulsory and there's no way to get around it is beyond me because they've done it in Washington State. It's trendy right now in the Northwest to do this. They've done it in Washington State. Okay, they have done it in Colorado. In Colorado, they found out a few things. First of all, everybody was saying, 40% of all guns get purchased without a background check. Those loopholes at the gun shows and Craigslist sales and all this. I've never bought a gun off Craigslist. When I buy something off Craigslist, I go with a gun. That's about as close as I go with it, though. they passed this, and, it, you know, every town for gun safety, they got out there and put 17 online gun ads out there. I don't know with whom. They're saying that the ads received 11 responses from people who were legally prohibited from purchasing firearms. I don't know how they know that, including two people convicted of domestic abuse. Now, I don't know if they showed up and they said, hello there, we're not actually selling a gun. We're Every Town for Gun Safety, and we'd like to know if you're a prohibited person. You are? Great. Can we have your name and address? What, you're a domestic abuser? Great. Can we have your name and address? I don't know how they know this. That's what they're saying. And then, of course, Katie McDonough is just gospel. This is Universal Background Checks. And according, you know, Katie gets out like all good minor birds do and repeats all the lies that have been debunked over and over and over again. Like the nationally more than 90% of gun owners support universal background checks, and an overwhelming majority of Americans view them as common sense public safety measures. I don't. The two Garland ISIS shooters passed background checks, Katie. That did not enhance anybody's public safety. Jared Lee Loeffner passed one, Katie. Sung Hoo Cho passed one, Katie. Dumb idiot. But then she goes this way. She says, of course, state Republicans in the NRA are acting as though the sky has fallen. She says that they say this law is unjust, which it is, and it will create a black market in private party firearm sales, which it won't. There's already a black market there. Okay? It will take regular people who are going to look at this, just regular law-abiding citizens, they're going to look at this and go, yeah, sure. I got to go have a background check and sell this gun to my nephew. Sure thing, that's happening. And then they're going to go and they'll become criminals because they'll complete the transaction. And the only way for this to actually work, mind you, is for Oregon to now create a gun registry. That's the only way for this. This is the whole reason we oppose this on the gun advocacy side. It has to go along with the gun registry. There is no panic over the measure. We will see this again. We will see this in other states where they're either mealy-mouthed or purple or something like that. And, you know, you'll keep getting a lot of bogus research from John Hopkins Center for Gun Policy and Research, funded by Bloomberg. Which way do you think they're going to go? They like getting that money from Bloomberg. They're going to go with Bloomberg. Bloomberg is John Hopkins now. He's Michael Hopkins Bloomberg. They reference a study released last. And here's the thing about studies, okay? When John Lott does a study, when Robert Kleck does a study, Gary Kleck, when Robert Gaius does a study, before they release the study, they release the method out there to the people that know about these surveys. They release the method so everybody can look at the way that he went through the process so they can figure out whether his conclusion is going to be sound based upon the process. It's a lot like algebra. It's not necessarily knowing the answer. It's showing the order of operations. So a true survey that gets out there that is actually very credible is always going to be preceded by releasing the process and the method by which the study was compiled. John Hopkins doesn't do that. They just released the study. We got a new study for you today. How did you do it? Don't worry about that. Just read the study. So, they do, I mean, they're going, oh, Katie's going after, she goes after women and guns. She says that the combination of women and guns is a deadly one. Women in the United States are 11 times more likely to be murdered with a firearm than women in other high-income countries. The presence of a gun during domestic violence incident increases the likelihood of a homicide by 500%. How do you take them out of the equation there, Katie? How do you remove them? How do you know that? I don't know that to be true. I know, well, I'm pretty sure it isn't true because, 200,000 times a year women stop sexual assaults with guns. Thankfully. There's 200,000 fewer rapes because of guns. And I like the fact that a woman would draw a gun and draw a bead on the guy and just, in her righteous fury, get ready to end him. Because a man that will rape a woman is an animal. He is an animal. He shouldn't be studied. Okay? He shouldn't be studied at all. Let's not study him. Let's either lock him up or blow him out of his socks while he's in the middle of doing his fun deed. I'm sick. I need help. I've got your medicine right here, pal. Got your medicine. Comes from Big Pharma. The company that I use is called Hornady. Some of you are probably tuning in today saying, Bill has gone really dark today, hasn't he? That's right. That's absolutely right. So tired of some of this junk. Very, 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 very tired of this. Very tired, very tired. When we get back, New York is going to point at something. They're going to point at one state. They're going to say, this is the problem. This is the cause of all of our ills, crime-wise. The only problem is, it's a lie. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. You know, I really don't know how to quantify it. They simply are indestructible, and that's why I carry them. Plus, they hide well. That's another reason to have one. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I want to make this little PSA statement, okay? This happens to me on Facebook. It happens to me in the chat room. There's always somebody wanting to show up on Facebook or in the chat room that's smarter than everybody there. That's always a mystery to me. Because, thankfully, the people that follow me on Facebook and the people that follow me in the chat room, they will sit there and they will humor somebody for about 5 seconds, and then they're coming in there saying, well, what are you doing exactly? What are you talking about? And they inevitably, they get them to the point to where they are so stuttering, or they leave, or they, you know. So that just tickles me to watch it happen. I don't have to do anything about it. There's just some people out there that just think they're smarter than everybody else, and they'll claim to be on our side. So they don't even know how to play well with us. Coming out of New York, U.S. Senator Chuckie Schumer has issued a three-part plan to shut off the flow of illegal guns into New York. An illegal gun was used to kill Officer Brian Moore this past week by a felon with a revolver stolen 4 years ago from a gun store in Georgia. And U.S. Senator Charles Schumer and Everytown, which is basically New York, are calling for change now. Schumer, by the way, has the distinction of having... He is the heir apparent to the Senate leadership on the Democratic side. Harry Reid sitting there with his blacked out on one side sunglasses completely bypassed Dick Durbin, who is more senior than Schumer. And wants Schumer to be the Senate Democratic leader. According to Schumer, 85% of the guns recovered in the city used in crimes come from out of state, which doesn't surprise me. New York City has one gun shop. One. Actually, they have two. They have one gun shop that caters and actually carries regular stuff, and then they have... I can't remember the name. It's a shotgun place where the shotguns start at $35,000. So, you know, I don't think there's too much foot traffic in that one. This, according to Schumer, means both the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives and local law enforcement need to get involved to sever the traffic of gun runners from the South to criminals in the Big Apple. Now, let me ask you a question. Okay, I just want to ask you a little question here. Aren't the gun runners criminals too? Because what he's trying to make it sound like is people are going straight to the gun shops, buying guns, and then heading to New York. Nobody can do that. A resident of Georgia might be able to, but if a resident of Georgia shows up and buys 10 Glocks, that's going to raise some eyebrows. It always does. Most people that go to a gun shop are buying a gun. I've seen a couple that went in one time, bought a handgun and a rifle. And for most regular people in Obama's economy, that is prohibitively expensive. If you buy anything worth having. So, according to Schumer, the problem is not the criminals in New York who have a completely wide open playing field, unless you're one of the 34,000 beautiful people with a gun permit in New York City, who never go anywhere where there's any crime, who never drive a car or open their own door for themselves. If you're one of them, well, you know, you're not the one getting, you're not defenseless, but there's so many layers to get to you, your gun probably would explode because of all the lint in the barrel. Just staying in your pocket all the time. Schumer says the feds, especially the ATF, must step up the campaign to cut off that pipeline, and I will fight to get them the resources and enhanced capabilities to do just that. Georgia and other states have been the irresponsible source of for some of New York City's most horrendous gun crimes. He wants to do this with gun tracing data. Okay? Gun tracing data. Gun tracing doesn't exactly work the way... And the other thing is he wants to replace B. Todd Jones, who, after he couldn't get M855 banned, which, you know, that's not exactly true. He was looking to go run the ethics stuff at the NFL for quite some time, so that didn't just pop up. Oh, B. Todd Jones is available. Let's offer him a job. That didn't happen that way. So he thinks the ATF needs a permanent director, and he thinks that the trace information needs to be given out. The only problem with that is that, one, the ATF doesn't want to give out the trace data. That's a big problem for that. But here's the other thing. It's not clear how any of these proposals would have prevented the suspect in Moore's death, Demetrius Blackwell, a known felon who served 5 years for attempted murder and had an active warrant out for his arrest at the time of the shooting, from acquiring a gun that was stolen from a lawful federal firearms license holder nearly 4 years before the fact, who reported the theft before the fact. The gun that was used does not even, it's not even touched by the New York Safe Act. It's a 5-round Taurus revolver. I've had one, a Model 85. Good gun, but it doesn't fall within the regulations of the New York Safe Act because it only carries 5 rounds. It's not magazine fed, it's a revolver. The gun was reported stolen by the FFL, along with 22 others in that particular incident, and it was rapidly traced by the ATF once it was recovered at the scene of the crime after the officer was dead. Yeah. A Taurus 38 special snub-nosed revolver does not pop up on anybody's radar. That's how trace data works. It's the same thing as the police. The police don't prevent anything. They like to be proactive. I was getting my pros and pre's mixed up. But they like to be proactive, but they react. Gun trace data will work because the law-abiding will report things stolen. And then when they are recovered, they can say, oh, this is a stolen gun. But it doesn't magically make the gun appear. It doesn't track it down before it's used in a crime. Charles. Megan Lewis, Everytown Executive Vice President, said, once again, a police officer has been killed with an illegal gun from Georgia, a state that last year did the NRA's bidding and weakened its already lax gun laws. The NRA shows up when things are going on, but they're not running states. The NRA's 5 million people. Very influential. Big 800-pound gorilla in the room. But at the end of the day, the constituents of Georgia told their elected officials, this is what we want, and that's what they got. Not the NRA. If you want to blame anybody, blame the population of Georgia for just exercising their rights, wanting their rights. She also did not mention that the Georgia bill actually tightened the Peachtree State's gun laws to an extent by requiring the state report those persons who have been involuntarily hospitalized or who have been adjudicated mentally deficient to the FBI's NICS system, an initiative widely backed by them in every town for gun safety. So their solution, of course, is to go the way of Oregon and, you know, expanded background checks for Georgia. Require the reporting of stolen guns to local authorities, maintain and mandate that the ATF require regular gun inventories of FFLs, which they already do, to crack down on careless and corrupt gun dealers. They already do that. They already show up. They already go through every 4473, count every gun. How much money are you going to give them? How many? They don't have enough agents to do it on a regular basis. And you don't have the money to hire anybody. You don't have the money to expand them. You don't have the money to pay for lunch, Chuck Schumer. Federal government owes $18 trillion. That means me and you. And I'm not willing to foot the bill for you to expand the ATF because they're just a bunch of foul-ups. Coming up next, from Ammunition Depot. Scott Blick is going to join me. We got a sale that's about to start as soon as he comes on the air. Check it out. We'll be right back, rolling in, headed for hour number two on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.